This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
You could see it after they're getting that 0-0 draw at the Emirates on Sunday afternoon, Lee. The relief was palpable, but also the celebrations were intense. They knew that that was the moment, even though everyone else knew they'd already won the championship. That was the moment they believe they've sealed this 2014-2015 title.
Yeah, yeah. Mourinho, I was asked about that as well. Like, kind of, why was John Terry celebrating a 0-0? And he correctly said, well, because it's one of the best performances. Well, he actually said, it's one of the best performances I've ever seen from John Terry. I mean, I think maybe one of the season's performances would be better. But did you watch the game? I don't know if you watched the game, but Terry was immense.
I only saw
Terry was everywhere.
I read the reports.
There were two Terrys on the pitch at times. I mean, like, it was just unbelievable. There was one typical example where he's kind of almost been dispossessed, or he's not got the ball. He's sprinted back into position. When the ball comes in, who's there but John Terry? He was fantastic again, you know, and whatever you think about John Terry, and most people don't think an awful lot of him, you know, his presence in that Chelsea team is phenomenal, really. Well, Leicester are on this crest of a wave. You just wonder if they'll maintain that kind of drive against this Chelsea team. And after all this kind of chat about Chelsea being boring, I wonder if you'll let them off the leash a little bit here. I mean, will they sit back against Leicester and soak it up and just hit them on the break?
They'll play the same way they always play, in my opinion. No, I suppose not. A couple of interesting stats here leading into this match as well. Chelsea have won their last five Premier League matches against Leicester City.
Yeah.
Their unbeaten run now stands at 13 games as well. They've won 9 and drawn 4 in that spell. These have come from Opta, by the way. They can match that.
They're out of your head.
No, they can match that run of 14 unbeaten earlier in the season as well. Leicester City looking to win 5 successive top-flight games for the first time since January 1964. Which is incredible.
That's not going to happen.
No.
I can say Leicester won't win this game.
You think that... I mean, a lot of people might look at Chelsea at 7-10 and see top versus... I mean, 10 points clear at the top of the Premier League versus a team that a month ago were dead and buried. Mm. You'd never have thought about getting 7-10 back
then.
No.
But it's a ridiculous price. I'm going to be greedy. I mean, I think anyone can take that. I think Chelsea will do this.
Do you think they'll win?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I do like, though. When you look at Chelsea's performances against the lower teams, like when they play, you know, away, you know, at some of the better teams, they do shut up shop. They conceded 2 at Hull, 1 at Villa, 5 at Tottenham, 1 at Southampton. They lost 2-1 at Newcastle, remember? You know, they conceded at Palace and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm going for Chelsea to win, but both teams to score here at 13-5.
Right.
I think Hazard's another good bet. He's a headline offer. Obviously crowned the player of the year this weekend, just gone. And justifiably so, mainly for the fact that he's embarked on the most dribbles, I think. That's probably the reason why. 254, that's from Opta as well, in case you're wondering.
He's been incredible, hasn't he, this season?
But I can see this being one of those games. You know, we talked earlier on the season in the Premier League and in the Champions League where Chelsea take the early lead, they just take the foot off the pedal a little bit, allow the other team back in, then they go up the gears again. I can see Chelsea, you know, leading early on, but then, you know, Leicester pegging them back to maybe 1-1 before Chelsea win it. Chelsea have scored the most goals in the opening 15 minutes of the Premier League games this season, by the way. 14 goals they've scored in the opening 15 minutes. And interestingly, Leicester have conceded more goals in the first half of Premier League games this season than Chelsea have conceded full stop. So, you know, Leicester have conceded 27 in the first halves and Chelsea have conceded 26 all season long. So, so Chelsea to win and both teams to score, really like that. Chelsea to be leading at 15 minutes is 19-5. And that's there've been 14 goals in the opening 15 minutes of games this season. If you don't want just to be leading, then you can go on the goal time betting, and you can go for time of first Chelsea goal up to and including the 15th minute, 16-5. It's not bad when you consider that stat.
Yep.
I'll settle for Chelsea to win, both teams to score. And if it's quite late on, you know, if Chelsea do take a lead and Leicester peg them back, and you're watching this game and having a bet in play, then I'd be looking at it to get on Chelsea if that does happen, if they get pegged back, because they will win the game eventually.
I wonder if Diego Costa will return. I mean,
they've said he might not return this season.
Have they said that? I've been reading that he is a doubt, and Loic Remy is likely to miss out. So it does leave Chelsea, as we mentioned numerous times recently, stretched a little bit.
I don't think that matters with a team like Leicester. I think the players breaking from midfield are perfectly capable against a team of Leicester's ilk, if I'm being honest. I don't think you necessarily have to have. In fact, I think it's probably harder for a team like Leicester to defend against runners from midfield than it is for them to defend against out and out strikers. I can't find any more news on Costa at the minute.
No, I think Drogba obviously came on at the weekend and he might feature for the full 90 minutes. He's had injury problems of his own as well. Yep. But I wonder whether if Diego Costa is to return this season, whether it might come in this game. And he's 19 to 20 score anytime. But as always, check the team news first of all. So Chelsea to win the game at 7 to 10, Lee, and match result, both teams to score, Chelsea at 13 to 5. Which is your favourite bet?
Well, Chelsea to win 7 to 10. At that price, it has to be, doesn't it? Really, but I do like the 13-5 as well. I fancy that.
And those people baying for Nigel Pearson's blood, myself included.
Told you, didn't I? Big Ron always said
slightly foolish.
He loved Nigel Pearson. He said he'd be a great manager. So I just kind of trusted in Big Ron. I mean, he is a bit of a character, to be fair, isn't he? But it's funny, isn't it? How all he was walking around the pitch and all Leicester fans were like, you know, clapping him and all that. Like, oh yeah, brilliant. Yeah. A couple of months ago.
If spectators weren't to be fickle, it would be boring.
Yeah, it would. That's true.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.